may endure for a night. A lot of us have got tears. We'll have tears today. We'll have tears tomorrow. Chuck and Kelly, we've had tears. With Anna, we're still going to have tears. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. God says, I know you're going to have tears in your life, but I just want to tell you something. Morning's coming. And when morning comes, joy will be with it. Heavenly Father, we thank you that one day there'll be no more night. And one day we'll always be with you and have joy. Help us now, Father, as we live in this life to face all the sorrows and the heartaches. I'm glad we have a God of all comfort that can help us through these times. I pray that you'll bless all my people today, Father, because all of them have sorrows of different sorts. Bless Bethel Baptist. Thank you for our precious children you've given to us. And Lord, I just pray today you'll bring us all close together. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Notice that statement. Weeping may endure for a night. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. God lets us know in our life we will have periods of time, seasons, and seasons of time of life when we shed tears. We're going to have times, we're going to have seasons of time where we weep and have sorrow. Matter of fact, Ecclesiastes says, 3:1, to everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to weep, and a time to laugh. We're weeping right now. One day, though, we'll be laughing. Amen? And praising. Weeping, listen to the scripture. Weeping may endure for a night. Weeping may endure for a night. That's what scripture says. I got a question for you to think about. Does night ever end? Yes, it does. Does night ever end? Yes, it does. Because why? Every morning the sun rises. Light comes. Amen? God says, yes, you have periods of darkness in your life. You will have times of weeping and tears in your life, but it will end. Can anyone say amen? Amen. Yes, there's going to be weeping. Yes, there's going to be a night of darkness, times and periods in your life that's going to be hard to go through. Yes, there's going to be tears and sorrow and agony and pain. But remember what's coming. Weeping may endure in the night, but remember what's coming. What's coming? Morning. Are you with me? The question, what does God's word tell us that's coming after night of weeping? Joy cometh in the morning. You know, I'm glad we got hope for joy to come. If we had only this hope in life, the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 15, we'd be like men most miserable. I'm glad when I stood there Friday night with Jeannie and Eddie and the family and stood by my Dakota boy. He was gone. His body was there, but the real Dakota was gone. And I said to the family, and of course they knew it, this is why Jesus died. Jesus died so we could have eternal life in heaven with him. Amen? We're going to celebrate it next week on Easter Sunday. I'm going to tell you, we celebrated every day of our life. And Andy, I was so glad as a pastor, as I stood by Dakota's still body. Bobby, I knew something. I knew he wasn't there. And I knew he was with the Lord. And I knew, Bobby, I'd see him again. What a great hope. I'm going to see Grandpa Lemley again. I'm going to see all the loved ones that we had here that went before us. We've got that great hope. Oh, it's
We cry now. We're in the night. We're crying now. But one day, God says he gave me a promise. All the family you lost, your loved ones that 1 year, my lands, 14 people, I think it was in 1 year. There was a lot of weeping. But Robin, I want to tell you, God says, weeping may endure for the night, but I want you to always remember this. Keep this down deep in your heart. Joy cometh in the morning. Lou Grippy, I know you lost your husband, but and I know it's time it's weeping. We're in the nighttime. But Lou, it won't always be night. It won't always be night, born again Christian. But it'll always be sadness. I wanted to tell you something. There's joy coming. There's joy coming. I'm going to give you two quick examples. Think with this. I'll give you an example here. The mother having a child. Do you ever think about a lady having a child? Think about it. Is there pain when a mom's having a child? All you ladies had babies. Are you kidding me? I'm going to whop you over the head, preacher. You know there's pain. Are there tears? Yes. Are there fears? Yes, there is. The unknown's always scary. And when you're having that child, when your mom had you young people, when your mother had you, she went through the valley of death because she could have died having you. Don't you sass your mom and dad. You thank God for your mama. She went through the valley of the shadow of death to have you. She could have died having you. You love your mother. You respect her and you honor her. She sacrificed her life to have you. Hello. Listen to this. And going through this, the clutches of death, it seems very dark and dismal having a baby. Ladies, you're told over and over, don't give up. Don't keep up. Just keep pushing. Keep pushing. Push harder. Push harder. Push. Push. Yeah, it's easy for you to say, preacher. Just one more. Just one more push. I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm too tired. Push one more time. Does that bring back memories? And with everything in your body, you push in an agony and tears and agony and sorrow and your back's killing you and you do all you can to push and that baby comes out. Do you ever think about that ordeal? About having a baby? Boy, I'm glad I'm not a woman. I'm glad God made me a man. God bless you, ladies. You're a lot tougher than us guys. That's why God, you know, we might be stronger, but we ain't as tough as you girls, I'm going to tell you. None of us could take care of it. We get a little hurt sometimes. Ooh. Have a baby. You'll see what it takes to go through pain. God gave me a truth from this, though. Why, ladies, think with me. Why you are delivering and struggling to deliver that child, listen to me. You're suffering in pain. You've got agony. Your back is killing you. And no matter what position they put you in, you can't get comfortable. Are you more comfortable? No, I'm not comfortable. Remember how they try to put you in different positions? Nothing's comfortable. This kid's made my life miserable. I want you to, God gave me this. Never thought about it in this light. And in that midst of agony and pain and sorrow and tears, sometimes, ladies, you think things that later you're sorry for. Sometimes you say things. For instance, they'll say to their husband, it's all your fault that I'm here. Or you're thinking, I'd like to choke him right now. Or you're saying, I hate you. Get out of my sight. I can't stand the sight of you. Now, by the way, Rosie never did those things. She didn't. She was too doped up. She couldn't. Now, ladies, you know I'm not making this up. By the way, I thought, Lizzie, I thought about this. How many times as Christians, where we're going through a travail in life, when we're going through a dark time, when we're going through a lot of agony and sorrow, and sometimes we yell at God, I hate you. It's your fault. You don't love me. Hello? Am I relating to anybody at all? We blame God sometimes for things that really, it's not God's fault at all. Isn't it amazing in times of weeping, in times of sorrow, in times of great distress, sometimes we blame innocent people for our particular positions in life? How many are still with me? And in the midst of all the suffering and pain and all the stress and tears and pushing the body, push, 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 push. Give me one more. I can see that. It's starting to crowd. Push. Oh. And the baby comes out. Watch. Watch this. The baby comes out. And what happens when that baby comes out? Night turns to day. And sorrow turns to joy. Because the moment you see that baby, you forget all about the sorrow. You forget all about the pain. And you might feel pain later, but when that baby first comes out, that moment, oh, look at the baby. Oh, let me hold my baby. Are you with me? How many are still with me? Tears dry up, and they turn the tears of sorrow turn to tears of joy. John 16:21 says this. John 16:21. A woman, when she's in travail, has sorrow. As soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more anguish for joy. For joy. You see, weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Today, and a lot of us are going to have a lot of sorrow. This week, Dee's got a family member that died, and Sonia's had a man, and we got people here that died. There are going to be a lot of tears. There'll be some weeping this week. Grandma will no doubt think a lot about Grandpa. Chuck and Kelly think about Anna and Dakota. How many are still with me? Night cometh. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. And this week we're going to see some tears, and it's going to be kind of bleak this week, Brother Dave, it's going to be bleak. And Brother Jack, there's going to be a lot of days where preachers, all you're going to be able to do, I'm not going to be able to say now, I just have to keep wiping my eyes. God says, that's right, preacher. I want you to know one thing. I know you're going through night right now, but while you're going through this night, Jeannie and Eddie and the rest of you, just remember one thing. Night's going to end, and joy's coming soon. Can anyone say amen? Let me give you these two Bible examples. If you want to turn, you can. If not, I'm just going to quote them. In John chapter 11, they're familiar scriptures. John chapter 11 and verse 19. Remember when Lazarus died? Remember when Lazarus died and Jesus waited 4 days? How many remember that? Say amen. And look at verse 19 in John 11. Many other Jews came to Mary and Martha to comfort them concerning their brother. I'm going to tell you, as much as you do to try to comfort people, and we should try to do it, but only God can comfort people. Only that deep hurt can only be, only God can take that hurt real deep inside us away. And there are all these families and friends of Mary and Martha, their comforter over the loss of her brother. Look at verse 21. Remind me of us. Jesus comes and Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. It's all your fault. Does that sound familiar? We're always blaming the Lord for something, aren't we? But he always is there to give us the rescue. He's always there to rescue us. Amen? And then in verse 44, he that was dead came forth. Lazarus, come forth. And that which he that was dead came forth. And they said, loose him. Because he was all those wrappings that shows all our sins, how Christ saves us from all our sins. We're completely set free. What a great picture of salvation. Amen. Now, in verse 19, when they were comforting Mary and Martha, was there weeping? Was there a lot of sorrow? Was it kind of like a night for them? But then the light of the world came, Jesus. Amen? And when darkness passed and light came, what happened to the weeping and the sorrow? You think he turned into joy. You're right. You think they were weeping when Lazarus came back alive? No, they were praising God and had joy. Their weeping was turned into joy. Their night was changed by the light of the world, Christ. Are you with me? So weeping turned into joy. And then one last one. In John chapter 19, our Savior, he's being crucified. Look at John 19, 16. Then delivered he therefore unto them to be crucified, and they took Jesus, led him away, he bearing the cross. Boy, I'm glad he bore my cross. I'm glad he bore my sins. How about you? He went forth in the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, two others with him, and on either side, Jesus in the midst. Boy, I'm glad Jesus is always there in the midst. Sometimes we don't think he's there, Robin. Sometimes we forget he's there, but he's there. That verse Jeannie gave me a couple weeks ago. He was always holding Dakota's right hand. Matter of fact, he just reached down from heaven and said, come on, Dakota. I'm going to take your right hand and I'm going to take you right up to heaven with me right now. He never left him, amen? Do you think as Jesus was crucified, there was weeping by the disciples and Mary Magdalene? How many are with me? You think there was sorrow? You think there was a night? Matter of fact, there was darkness, total darkness for 3 hours. From 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, there was total darkness on the whole face of the earth. Sin was being judged, appropriated. Christ was being our propitiation. And then they put him down, put him in a tomb. But 3 days later, guess what happened? He came alive. Aren't you glad we have a risen Savior? Aren't you glad he's real, reigning, and one day he's going to be returning? Look at John chapter 20, verse 11. Mary stood without the sepulcher, that's the grave. She was what? What was she doing? Weeping. And as she wept, she stood down and looked into the sepulcher, the grave of Christ, and seeth two angels in white sitting in. By the way, there was all kinds of angels around Dakota last Friday. Matter of fact, I believe everyone has at least two angels. The Bible says in Hebrews 1:14, they're ministering spirits sent to those who are heir of salvation. And I believe every time someone dies, the angels help accompany them to heaven. I believe that with all my heart. There's angels here right now, and you can't even see them, but they're here. Hallelujah. And see, two angels in white sitting at the bed, head of the, at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain, had, wasn't there no more, past tense, he's risen, amen? And they said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Why are you crying? She said, because they have taken my Lord. I know not where they've laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? And she, supposing being the gardener, said to him, sir, if thou hast borne him, hence tell me where hast thou laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, Master. You think her tears then were of joy or sadness? Yeah. The tears of sorrow and sadness were turned into joy, weren't they? Amen? And he said, touch not, because I've not ascended. See, Jesus was taking all that blood and everything. He was taking it and putting on the mercy seat in heaven. And that's why she couldn't touch him. Are you still with me? How many are still with preacher? But what I want you to see, that's another message. Look up here, and I'll be almost done here. Can you imagine if we could see the crucifixion of Christ? Say we could go back in time and they could, on your History Channel, on your cable vision, they could show you the literal footage of Christ being brutalized and crucified. To me, that would be a nightmare. To me, it would rip my heart out. Andy, I could not hold back my tears. Can you imagine the nightmare that they went through? Hello? How many of you think they endured weeping through the night? But boy, you know what? The sun always rises, doesn't it? Isn't that great? God has the sun rise all the time. Because the sun, S-O-N, always rises. Hello? How many are still with preacher? Can you imagine the joy that overcame them? Listen to me. All during this life, you and I are going to have faced a lot of tears. And sometimes, I want to be honest with you folks, I know I'm the preacher, but I have feelings too. And be honest, I love you probably more than most people do. I really do. I worry about you. I pray for you. I care for your souls. And it really, a preacher that really loves his people, he hurts when they hurt, if he's worth anything. Can't imagine how Jesus feels. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. What does the Son of God that knows all our thoughts and all our hurts? Amen? And sometimes it just gets, Brother Jack, sometimes I just say, oh God, I can't take no more. I can't take no more sorrow. Carl, sometimes I just say, dear Lord, please come back. Please, my people can't take no more hurt. It's just too much on us anymore. Please come back. It seems like a lot of times we're weeping in the night. Can anyone say amen? And then he says to me, preacher, weeping may endure for the night, but don't ever forget my promise. Joy is coming in the morning. And somehow we make it, Annie. Now I'm going to give you one last thought, and I'm going to let you go home. All during life, Andy, you and Marlene are going to have up roller coasters, good days and bad days, days of joy, days of weeping, good days, days of sorrow. Are you with me yet, church? I want you to look at one last verse. Look at Revelation chapter 21. And look at verse 4. And this is what gets, this is what keeps me going, Tom. Brother Coolidge, this is what keeps me going. David Richards sang a song, No More Night. Did you know when we get to heaven, Jeannie, there's not going to be no more night. Because Jesus is going to be the sun that gives out. He's going to be the light. And Andy, there never will be ever no more darkness, never. Because the light's going to glow from Christ forever. We're not going to need this earthly sun. Christ is going to be the light of the world. His brightness, his Shekinah glory is going to be all the brightness we need to light up the world. And Freddie, there's never, never, never going to be a night. One day the sun, the S-O-N is going to rise. And when it does, Miss Mert, there will never, 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 never be another night. Look at 21:4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Are you still with me? Weeping may endure for the night. Yeah, in your life and my life. We're going to have to endure weeping. But I want you to know something, Christian. It's not always going to be that way. And even far greater than this life, one day when I take you up to heaven, I'm going to wipe all tears from your eyes. And then there'll never be any tears at all. In other words, Brother Coolidge, right now we got tears, but one day we're going to a place where God's going to wipe all tears and they're never going to come again. Think about that. I'm pretty excited about that. I'm going to a place where there's no more sorrow, no more death, no more funerals, no more sickness, no more heartaches. Grandpa Lumley's going to be jumping up and down like he always, he's fine as can be. Right. And when we get to Grandma, and no more goodbyes. Last Friday, these are my final thoughts. Last Friday, Dakota Wilson was in the night. But he didn't stay there. There was weeping. But there's no more weeping for him. Because joy came in. You see, Dakota went through the night last Friday. But you know what? The Son of God, arose and brought light to him. Did you know something? Jeannie, your boy, Dakota, is never going to drop another tear. And he's never going to know darkness again. And he's never going to know sorrow. And he's never going to know heartache. Can anyone say amen? And this week, Eddie, we got to say goodbye to him. But one day we'll see him again. There'll be no more darkness. There'll be no more tears. And Brother Coolidge, hallelujah, there'll be no more goodbyes. Amen. Can anyone say amen? Amen? And so God told me to tell my church, I know you're all hurting. I know you're hurting inside. Weeping may endure during the night. And I know that. But don't forget my promise. There's something that awaits you. Joy cometh in the morning. And one thing we've got, Annie, and I'm all done. We've got one glorious morning. Some golden daybreak, Jesus will come. Some golden daybreak, battles all won. He'll shout the victory, break through the blue. Some golden daybreak, for me, for Dakota, and for you. By the way, him and Ann are already up there. They got the victory. Give me that next verse, Annie. Sad hearts will be gladdened there in the sky. Yep. Yes. I'm looking for that, Bobby. June, it's going to come. It's going to come. So I want to tell you, church, weeping may endure during the night. But while you're going through it, don't forget God's promise for every one of you. Lou, always remember while you're weeping, joy is coming in the morning. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, I've got a whole church, including myself, that are hurting real deep inside right now. And we need you to put your arms around us and love us and hold us up. Get us through another heartache. Get us through another weeping of night. Let us know in our heart that that joy is still coming. That soon this night will end. And day will come. The sun will rise. And joy will take the place of the sorrow and weeping. And the sun will take the place of the night. And one day, as they sang the song, there'll be no more night. And one day, as Revelation 21:4 says, God is going to wipe away all tears from our eyes. Hallelujah. I know that's true. One day, there'll be no goodbyes. We'll be with you and our loved ones forever, for eternity. Never, ever have to say goodbye again. And so as we're going through this night of weeping, help us to be strengthened to know that joy's on its way. That joy cometh in the morning. Help us to grab hold of that truth. It may establish us and strengthen us. May that truth of Psalms 30 verse 5 be a buckler to help us get through each day, knowing that one day, even though now we're in a time of weeping, joy is coming in the morning. Thank you for that promise. Thank you for what you're going to do.
Bless each one, I pray in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand.